on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Have you ever noticed how often we face the same problems or challenges repeatedly, the same things over and over in our lifetime? It's not a coincidence. Because usually when we have a problem that is circumstantial, we are facing the reality of life. But when we have a problem that is chronic, we are facing the reality of ourselves. Welcome to episode 39 of the Happy Hippie Podcast. I am your host, Amanda McCormack, and the show is all about learning ways to bring more happiness into our lives. Whether it's mindset shifts, nutrition tips, or fitness advice, or even wisdom from guests, I want you to leave each episode feeling inspired to take action and to live your best life. So in this episode, we are going to explore the topic that I was mentioning in the beginning. It's something that affects us all, the problems that we face and how often they are rooted in our pursuit of familiarity over happiness. So we'll spend the next 15 minutes or so unpacking this concept, understanding why it happens, and most importantly, discussing some actionable strategies that we can use to change the narrative and to seek genuine happiness. So a little bit of credit, that quote in the beginning was from Brianna Wiest. I don't know if it's Wiest. I just can think of that SpongeBob episode, like Wiest, but maybe it's Weist. I'm gonna go with Wiest though. She's the author of the book, The Mountain Is You. And she also, you know that like 101 Essays to Change Your Life book? I think I should have fact checked this before I began. I think she also wrote that one. So she has a lot of wisdom. If you want to check that book out, I think it's great. And that quote is just, it's like a slap in the face, but a good slap in the face. So when I began the episode saying, have you ever noticed how often we face the same problems or challenges repeatedly? What I mean by that are problems in your relationships. Do you notice that throughout your life you're pretty much having the same problem when you're dating somebody? Like the same stuff keeps coming up, whether it be about you or not about you. Problems with your friends, like recurring things from friend group to friend group. Maybe there's an issue with money, like every job you have, something's going on. There's almost a similar dynamic. Maybe your money, like your money that you have, you find yourself having a problem with that's kind of repeated over time, or just a genuine fear or anxiety about something. These things happen because we are biologically programmed to seek familiar. So even though obviously we don't like these things, we're subconsciously seeking them out. We kind of gravitate towards what we're used to doing, used to feeling or having. So this familiarity can be comforting, but it also traps us in the cycle of recurring problems that pretty much prevent us from achieving true happiness because these things keep coming up and up. So if you want a little bit more of science, we're going to talk a bit about it, but a little bit more of a deep dive on science. Episode 32 and episode 33 are all about our comfort zone, how our brains are wired around that, and the science of how we hold ourselves back. So if you want some practical advice in kind of a little more of a deep dive on our neurons and our brain structure, if you want to get like literal on why we do these things, check out episodes 32 and 33. Maybe after this one, again, this one's going to be a shorter episode, but still informative. I'm still going to provide you with some tips and some advice. But if you want a deep dive, feel free to check out those. And another idea before we dive into how to actually work around these and have some actionable solutions, if you want maybe an episode specific on different ways that we self-sabotage and kind of bring these problems on, I would love to do that because I wanted to touch on self-sabotage a bit in this episode, but I feel like I truly could do like a 40-minute like whole cover on self-sabotage and specific examples and what emotions come up when. I'm literally thinking of putting that out next week, but if it does sound like something you're interested in, you got to let me know on Instagram, Happy Holistic Hippie. But we're going to talk a little bit more about how to change the narrative, just spitting out the actionable steps in this episode. But again, if you want a little more of a nerdy deep dive, or you want to be able to recognize specific examples of how you might be self-sabotaging, which again, self-sabotage, once we talk about it, it's actually not a bad thing. It's like a way that your body's trying to get you to change. Like it, again, just like everything our body does, it's a way to either protect us or kind of let us notice it. And we need to let our minds kind of like become aware of these things. So we could do a deep dive episode on how to become aware of specific self-sabotaging patterns. I would love to do that. But we're going to give you some steps on if you just notice that you have patterns in your life at this point, how to skimly recognize them and start to move on. So you can already get going with this topic like this week. And then I can drop an episode where we deep dive about it as well. So just like anything, we literally can change our brains, the way we live and everything. It's not an overnight process to pretty much change the narrative, but it is achievable. And the first step, as I usually say, is awareness. So taking a step back and observing the problems that you keep encountering. If you were a pen and paper type of person, maybe writing out just like very brainstormy during your life, what comes up? What are you noticing? Is it a recurring problem you have? Just kind of putting down and observing the problems that you keep encountering. Are they circumstantial? Like, have they just happened at this job? Have they just happened at that one place? Or are they chronic? Have you noticed it maybe two or three times in your lifetime? Okay. And like I said earlier, circumstantial problems pretty much confront us with the realities of life. A circumstantial problem is literally traffic in front of you on the highway, or you had an encounter with somebody at the gym that you didn't like, you know, those types of things. They come up on a daily basis, randomly, sporadically. While chronic problems expose the realities of ourselves, things that we are bringing into our own reality. We're putting them forward in some way, or we're seeking them out unbeknownst to us. But it's about breaking away from that familiar, because your brain will seek out familiar things. It will try to keep you in your comfort zone. It will notice patterns that either you went through when you were younger that you may not even literally be aware of, and kind of lean into those. So maybe that manifests in a way of like how you spend your money, or how you spend your time, or the type of people that you date. You know, like these things do come up because they're familiar to us in a sense. But just right now, skimming the surface and identifying these problems. Okay, so once you've identified these problems, we wanna flip the script. We wanna flip it, don't we? So instead of seeking the familiar, we need to kind of work with our brains to seek happiness. So it's about breaking away from the familiar and venturing into the unknown. Now, the unknown, the outside comfort zone, humans just in general, we have a natural resistance to the unknown because we have no control over what we don't know. A lot of the times in our lives, our emotions and things like that are based on our past circumstances, things that we've experienced, the familiar and all of that. So when we actually seek out unknown things, and we don't have an exact answer of, I'm going to jump out of this plane and I'm going to land here. Our brains, like in that episode of SpongeBob where he has all those filing cabinets in his head and he's running around like screaming because he can't find it. It's a loss of control. We don't have control. So having a resistance to the unknown is so natural to humans because it is our ultimate loss of control. We love control and we don't have it in that situation. So again, like I said, we're programmed to seek familiar, not happiness, because happiness can be found in what we don't know. We haven't experienced the things that you dream about yet, but it exists out there. But we lean into the familiar because it's just what we're used to. And we want more of what we're used to, you know? So the biggest piece of advice I have, which sounds vague, but listen to this. It's good. It's good. Do something different. Something that scares you, but also excites you. And it could be on a tiny scale, a big scale. This might mean, for somebody, changing a job or changing the way you do your job, maybe starting a new hobby if you want to bring it down a notch. Not saying everyone has to change their job. I'm just kind of, you know, I know there's a lot of, like, I love y'all and I don't know where everyone is. So I always try to like fit in different examples that fit in different shapes and sizes. So an example of changing jobs, starting a new hobby, or even moving to a new city, it could just be finding a new thing to do on the weekends, you know, size it down for your life, because I am speaking out very vaguely with some of these things. But I want to nail it on the head that it's about stepping outside of your comfort zone and embracing the uncertainty of new experiences, kind of letting our brain, you know, test the waters with it, because our brain doesn't like new things, or we get anxiety, or even we get excitement like the butterflies in your tummy, because it's a loss of control, you know. That's why, for example, like going on planes, sometimes you're not driving the plane, so you get like a little bit of anxiety, or like the butterflies, or you don't have control, you know, so you don't know what's going to happen. And in your head, you like brainstorm good or bad things, but it's a loss of control. That's ultimately what it is. So a quote that I really kind of was like, ooh, was this one. the only thing that you will lose when you change is stuff that used to belong to a person that you no longer are. I don't know. Did that one hit? Because I like that one so much. The only thing that you will lose when you change or when you try to go and do something different is stuff that belonged to a person that you no longer are. So what you're stepping out of, it doesn't even fit you anymore. Like, you're growing into a new shoe size, you know? Like, you don't want to put on the old shoes. Like, they're really uncomfortable. Why would you want to wedge your foot in that when you're moving on to something that's better for you? So I have like 3 or 4 quotes in this episode. I am going to put them below. And I'm putting some, I don't want to spoil it. We got a few more minutes left, but I have some other things I'll be putting in the description for you to use with this episode. So make sure to check it out on whatever you're on in the description or the info, whatever streaming platform you're listening to on. You got some good stuff in there. So my next tip is going to go into how to strengthen your brain and develop some awareness to just notice these things. And again, this carries over into many different areas in your life. But again, to change the narrative of your life, you need to strengthen your brain and develop awareness. So guess what I'm gonna say? Practicing mindfulness, surprise, is an effective way to do this. So being mindful and practicing mindfulness on whatever scale in general helps us become more aware of our thoughts, our feelings, and even our actions. Because I honestly think sometimes, like, we can be aware of our thoughts and feelings, but our actions and the things we do, we don't really recognize them. And it allows us to live in the moment and respond to situations with, I want to say, like, clarity and purpose, instead of just reacting out of habit, you know? So we're doing things in a mindful way. We have time to think about what we're going to say and do, and we have time to remember who we are and kind of anchor back into our essence, who we want to be. Anytime I've ever told you to, like, envision your higher self or the woman you want to be or whoever, like, anchoring back into that before you act is how you can change the narrative a bit instead of reacting out of habit. So again, mindfulness pretty much allows you to live in the moment. It allows you to be present, but it allows you to come back to who you are and respond to situations that maybe you would have responded differently in the past to, with clarity and purpose, instead of reacting out of just, like, routine, you know? And we can practice mindfulness in many ways. We can do it through meditation. We can do mindfulness through journaling. Like, mindfulness is a journaling practice too, because when you're putting your thoughts down, when you're putting your ideas down, or you're answering questions, you're getting an idea and you're kind of seeing it from, like, a third point of view, like, oh, damn. Like, these answers are coming up, or these things are coming up. Or even if it's like a gratitude practice, like, it just makes you aware of things that maybe you forgot about, you know? So journaling is a powerful tool, or even just mindful walking, okay? Maybe the two other things don't resonate with you. Maybe you personally don't like journaling or meditating. But if you become mindful in a way in your day-to-day life, just kind of having a practice, it's just like any muscle, you're strengthening it. Like a mindful walk, you can literally do, like, Spotify and, like, YouTube have, like, mindful walking where you can plug it in your ears, and it's almost like a guided museum tour of wherever you want to be. If you want to go walk in the park or around a room or whatever, and it will give you prompts to, like, notice things in your space that maybe you weren't noticing before. And that's a really nice way to do it if you like guided. Otherwise, you can go on a walk and just forget your headphones for once, which means you won't have to listen to me. So maybe that's a benefit, but just walking in silence and noticing, like, the leaves or the things growing out of the ground, or maybe the color of the signs on the street or wherever you are, you know, just becoming present, even if you're just going one block back and forth, like, doing a practice like that daily of any sort. It could even be driving when you're driving. Well, actually, no, maybe just focus on the road. But I'm trying to think of ways that you can fit it into your day to day without it being a nuisance, because you truly can do gratitude and mindfulness practices on any scale. The book, The Power of Now, teaches you a lot about that. Like, he does an example where when you're washing dishes, if you can just, like, slow down and notice, like, the bubbles that are on your hands or how the textures feel, or if you're just going up a staircase, like, noticing the points of your foot that, like, press onto the ground, like, if you're pressing a little bit heavier on your heel or maybe your toes, 30 seconds or so, that's it. And doing those types of practices daily are going to help build that mindfulness part of your brain, so that, for example, when you have to respond to someone who's getting you really angry, you literally have a second to be like, hey, this person's making me angry, how am I going to respond? And then you speak, and it becomes second nature. It doesn't become very robotic, like how it sounds when I present it, but Mindfulness really does help you in all these areas. There's also this book, I can't think of the name of it right now, but I will go get it and write it in the description. It was one of the first books that I read ever on like meditation and mindfulness, and I got it at Barnes & Noble for like 10 bucks, I think, in like 2018. And it was really good. It was a really good book with like practices, and there was a few guided walking practices, and there was like some guiding practices where you just like gaze at things. I will go get the book and put it in the description. I will also put a link to The Power of Now if you want to read that. And I'm, like I said, I'm repeating it so I remember to do this. I'm also going to put down the quotes and one other thing that we're going to talk about in a little bit. So mindfulness, sponsor of this podcast. But yeah, the gist of it is just to find something that resonates with you. Make it you, something that you enjoy or are interested in or want to try. And again, these practices enable you to tune into your thoughts and your feelings without judgment, because you're almost looking at them from that third point of view. And as you develop this awareness, you'll start to recognize familiar patterns a lot easier. You'll be better equipped to make different types of choices. So that's why I really want to hone in on this in this episode, because it is so important. We can maybe do a little activity if you like, not live, but I want you to take it with you during the week. So an activity that can help you break away from the familiar and venture into the unknown. During this week, make a conscious effort on whatever scale, again, works for you, to do something different each day. I'm currently doing a gratitude practice from the book The Magic. So it's like a 28-day guided practice, and each day she has me doing like another practice. So like one of them was focused on health. So every day I had this like health, well, not every day, that one day I had a health affirmation that I had to keep going back to. And then today was like a money practice. I literally had to write on a dollar bill and like carry it around with me. And then some of the other days were easier, where it was just like writing out 10 things or just like doing a quick meditation. But I've been doing it, and I've actually found it easier each day to do the next thing, because I just started it, if it made sense. The first thing was just writing down 10 things you're grateful for. The next day was a physical practice, and then the next day was something else, and blah, blah, blah. But I promise you, even though I'm just saying, like, here's an activity for the week, try it out for 7 days. Make it a mini habit, you know, to help build a routine, because I'm doing it with something new, and I'm enjoying it. I'm on day 6, and it's getting, every day I wake up and I actually like look at the book and see what I want to do. And a lot of the times I'm the type of person who wants to do something like that, and I never do. So if I can do it, you can do it. So that's a real life example of something that I'm doing right now. But this activity that I have structured for you is to make a conscious effort to do something different each day. And this can be as simple as trying out a new recipe for dinner, or even cooking for the first time if that's something you don't like to do, or taking a different route to work. Maybe it could be reading a book from a genre that you normally wouldn't pick up, or it could be reading an article too, like an article on something that you don't normally look at. The goal is to push yourself out of your comfort zone and embrace the unfamiliar on a smaller level daily, okay? So as you do these activities, take note of how you feel. Maybe at the end of the day in your journal, you can write 2 sentences on the activity and how it made you feel. And that could be like your accountability, like just writing down, today I read this article online and I actually kind of liked it, or I read this article online and I hated it. I did not like it at all, you know? So you might experience discomfort at first. Like I said, maybe the first day is a little uncomfortable, but once you do it, it's going to be something that almost sticks, you know? And remembering that growth happens outside of our comfort zone, like we have to go through that little bit of feeling. This can be like a way to kind of, I don't want to say get used to it, but like a way that you can experience it in a safe, controlled kind of setting. You know, over time, you're going to find that these new experiences can lead to personal growth and greater happiness. I have some journaling questions that I'm going to put in the bio. That was the last thing. I didn't want to spoil it, even though it probably wasn't that big of a surprise. But I have some journaling questions that I am going to put in the description below. So I'm going to read them, but they will be there for you. So check out this description, because it's juicy, this episode. 3 questions that can help you out. Now, this can be something you reflect on in the evening or whenever, if you want to just do it like in your head, but I'd recommend writing it down. So, first journaling question. Reflect on recurring problems in your life. Maybe it's just one, okay? You can just hone in on one of them for this exercise. Is it circumstantial or is it chronic? You could even maybe make a chart all the problems that you're just facing in your life at the moment. And then in the other one, like the other side, you can write down if it's circumstantial or chronic and just check it out. Like write it down and step back. Give it a good look, a good meander with the eyes, and just notice like, okay, are a lot of them circumstantial or a lot of them chronic? And what patterns are you noticing? So it's like a three-part question. Notice the patterns, notice the problems, write down if they're circumstantial or chronic, and then what patterns are you noticing? Like, are they all in the same area of your life? Are they all tied to one thing? And so on. The second question, identifying a situation where you chose familiarity over happiness. So we're going to hone in on one thing. What's something you did where you chose the familiar, the quote unquote easy way, or your comfort zone over happiness? And how did that decision impact your life? And how might things have been different if you chose happiness? Now, remember with journaling questions like this one, this is to dig up something and just have you notice it. But we want to look at it without judgment. We don't want to hate ourselves or look at it from a place of like anger or kind of rabbit holing down like, oh, I should have done this and that. Regret's a cool tool. Just like a lot of the things in our life that we think are bad, they actually just show us things. So we can't change the past, but they can point us in a direction of where we want to go. So the reasons we have regret with things is because it's almost like a indicator to show us where we want to go now. Just like how I've mentioned in many episodes, we have the emotional indicators when we like something and don't like something. We don't like something, it shows us, I don't want more of that. I want to go the other way. So that's what regret shows us. If you can use it as a tool to grow, it's so useful. Regret, looking at it as, I did not like those things I did, or I didn't like the circumstance I was in, so I'm just going to try my best from this point on to move in another direction. So I want you to look at that question with that in mind. I don't want it to be something that's going to like pull on you. We want to be very compassionate to ourselves. So once we write this problem down, it's just to become aware of it. That's all. So identifying a situation where you might have chose familiarity over happiness at any point in your life, and how did that decision impact your life? Big or small, doesn't matter. And how might things be different if you chose happiness? It's just to show you that there are possibilities. And again, be very compassionate with that question. It's not supposed to make you mad. Well, I mean, if it makes you mad, step back and just remember, like, looking at it from a third point of view lens. And our last question is number three. Think about a step that you can take outside of your comfort zone that might lead to greater happiness. What is holding you back from this step, and how can you overcome this? It's just about awareness. That's all we're skimming with these questions. And like I said, we're really focusing on awareness in this episode because I just want you to notice these things. Once you notice them and see them written down, it might even trigger something in you in a good way to make you move in another direction. So that's all I'm leaving you on this week. I really want you to hone in on the awareness, and I will do the self-sabotage episode where we go deeper into it. Just let me know if you really want to see it, or you have any questions that kind of align with that topic, because I would love to weave them in to the formula of the episode. But it's all about awareness. I'm putting everything below, the books, the quotes, and the journaling, in our description. But in closing for this episode, because again, this is a little tidbit, I just want to remind you that the greatest act of self-love is no longer accepting a life that you're truly not happy with. That's like the biggest favor you can do for yourself. So it's everything we're talking about. It's all about practicing mindfulness, changing the narrative, and boldly seeking happiness. Because remember, as corny as it sounds, I know, happiness is not a destination, but it is a journey. Because sometimes even me pointing out these things in this episode, you might be thinking, okay, I'm going to be happy when I'm there or when I get to this point. Just try to find the beauty in the fact that you are leaning towards these things, and that you're going to try new things this week, even if they're tiny or small or big or whatever they are in your scale. But this whole thing that we're doing, I think I'm going to post it on Instagram when I post this episode. I found this like meme set. I'm trying to teach you a lesson. I'm like, let me tell you about these memes, these memes that are going to change you. But it kind of points out this idea that I'm speaking about, where sometimes we really just focus on trying to better ourselves, and that becomes an external circumstance that we lean on so heavily, and we're like, I want to be there, and we don't enjoy anything that's happening because we're like, oh, I didn't hit my goals, oh, my habits, oh my God, I didn't go to the gym, and then you're starting to feel bad and you're not paying attention and noticing what's around you, the beauty, your friends, your family, the great things that you could be doing today, the weather, the opportunities, your health, all these things. So coming back and noticing gratitude and just being mindful of what's around you is going to really help you on this journey, because you always want to anchor back in. Because I'm pretty sure, like, if you're listening to this, if you can hear, if you're somebody who's interested in bettering yourself in a sense, like, you have a good life. Like, you have great things going on right now. And there's so much beauty around you. Like, look at the situation you're in right now. Just, like, take a deep breath. You got fresh air. All these beautiful things around you. So don't get too hyper-focused on, I gotta get to point B. Like, I need to get there. Because it's a journey, okay? I don't want to keep going on about it. But I do have a cute little meme set that I will post to kind of summarize that on Instagram. And yeah, just remember that when you're doing this, it's all about mindfulness, all about just noticing what's around you and appreciating the moment and trying your best. If you want to change something, just knowing you have that power within you, you can do it. It's in you. You can get to those steps and things like that, but your whole life and your worthiness isn't on those steps, you know? Like, you can change, but enjoy where you are now too, because it's awesome, you know? So it is a continuous process of growth and self-improvement, but just keep leaning on a life that makes you happy, you know? Like, lean on the side of it. Think of that every day. What's going to make you happy? And just do those things. So until next time, stay curious. Remember to be kind to yourself. And DM me on Instagram. That was a slogan. But yeah, happy holistic hippie. If you like this episode, if you have anything that you'd like to see on the show, feedback, anything at all, just shoot me a message. I'll be posting some good stuff on there. But I hope you enjoy your week. I hope this gave you a little bit of a motivational insight, some inspiration, and you got some goodies in the description waiting for you. So take care, and I will see you soon.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.